This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're visiting with Kara Crosswaite Brendel, a licensed mental health therapist in private practice in Denver, Colorado. She holds various roles, including financial therapist, TEDx speaker, burnout consultant, author, and professor. Her new book is Understanding Ruptured Mother-Daughter Relationships, Guiding the Adult Daughter's Healing Journey Through the Estrangement Energy Cycle. And Kara, we thank you for joining us here today.
Yeah, thank you, Eric. I'm happy to be here.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you today, a topic and an expertise brought here that we don't hear a lot about, so it's good to have you. What assumptions about estrangement need to be dispelled? Let's start there with that question.
Oh, there's so many there. One of the big ones is that this is all one-sided to the adult child, right? Of like, it's adult child's mental health that's causing estrangement, or that they're being petty, or they're being insecure. Like, there's just lots of things about pointing fingers towards the adult child, which I think we need to debunk. The big one that's painful to admit here is the biggest assumption is that therapists might be telling adult children to estrange from their parents. So as a mental health therapist, that feels pretty bad to have to say to you of like, people think we're telling clients to do this. And maybe we're telling them about boundaries and we're helping them work on that. But to assume that we're saying don't talk to your parents is not accurate.
Certainly some good information right there in setting the record straight as well. Now, tell me, what separate stages do those contemplating parental estrangement experience?
Yeah, so we have actually 8 stages in our estrangement energy cycle. I always like to emphasize the word energy because some folks are going through this in like a mental space where they're like, I'm anticipating estrangement from my parent. So I might be going through these stages just in my mind as I like think about what that would be like, versus other folks are truly moving through all 8 stages as part of estranging from their parent. More often than not, folks start with recognizing that the behaviors or the dynamics with their parent are abusive. And so I don't use that word lightly as a mental health therapist to say, was there abuse, trauma, neglect, something going on there that the adult child says, ooh, now that I know that, I can't unknow that. I can't unsee it. And from there, it might catapult them into some questioning about the relationship with their parent, which then might lead to a conversation with the parent. Best case scenario, if the parent's like, yep, I made some mistakes, I'm going to do better, I'm so sorry that happened, we then move into a nice healing journey for both parent and adult child. But unfortunately, more often than not, Eric, we have people whose parents get defensive, start minimizing, maybe start pointing those fingers, making those assumptions about their own children, and then that leads to a relationship rupture and thus estrangement. So that's like the first half of the cycle.
Yeah, thanks for your feedback there. Most helpful. Now, how does understanding the stages in the estrangement energy cycle better equip women to tackle the emotional roller coaster of breaking ties with their mothers?
Yeah, I mean, I think what I've heard from readers so far of the book is that they feel seen and validated, that they have new language for the fact that other women might be going through this, that they have new words to tell their partners, their family members, their therapists. I think this is me. I'm in this stage of the cycle. But more importantly, they just feel seen and validated and like, oh, cool, it's not just me. There's not something wrong with me. It's not that I haven't tried hard enough. And so those last 4 stages of the cycle really speak to the adult daughter, in our book at least, focusing on her personal growth and development. So once estrangement happens, is she starting to question, who am I without my mom? What are my interests? What do I want to do from here? Doing some deeper work around relationships in general and eventually getting to a place of self-discovery. So a lot of these women feel like just knowing that that could come after estrangement allows them to feel hopeful.
Certainly appreciate your visit, the information shared so far, and for what you do in the space. We're speaking with Kara Crosswaite Brendel, a licensed mental health therapist in private practice in Denver, Colorado. Her new book is Understanding Ruptured Mother-Daughter Relationships, Guiding the Adult Daughter's Healing Journey Through the Estrangement Energy Cycle. And she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Mental Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now tell me also, what are the ripple effects of mother-daughter estrangement, particularly for family members on the sidelines? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I think there's a huge ripple effect. I mean, I'm married into a family that has 4 generations of estrangement, so I know exactly what it looks like, unfortunately. And the ripple effect is eggshells. We're walking on eggshells if we're a sibling, if we're another loved one. It feels like with that estrangement happening that we can't talk about mother or daughter, that to say their name is forbidden. We can't say, hey, I spent time with them. I went and had a holiday with them. It's just not an option. So the ripple effect is a lot of tension. Maybe there's grief and loss for the siblings of, I just want everyone to get along, and it's not happening, right? So some of those siblings might feel called to try to mediate, try to get them back together. And that doesn't bode well for mother or daughter in the estrangement. So siblings definitely feel the brunt of this. And I also speak about children. Children also feel the brunt of this. And how do we talk to kids about estrangement? So that's in a whole other part of this equation.
It certainly is, no doubt there. And what should you say to children about a family rupture? How do you go about that?
Yeah, so if it's going to lead to estrangement, there's actually two types of estrangement that listeners might want to know about. There's physical estrangement, which is what we all think about, which is the hard stop, we're not speaking, I don't see you, you might not know that I moved away, there's no holidays together, that kind of, it feels more permanent that way. But a lot of folks actually with emotional estrangement, which is the slow burn of, I'm going to start disconnecting, creating more space, more boundaries. So now I'm not going to see you as often. I'm not going to call you as often. I'm going to limit how much time I spend with you, but you're still in my life. And so for kids, when they have questions about why don't we see grandma or uncle or auntie or whoever it is, there's a lot the parent can do about regulating their own emotions to make this a helpful conversation versus having the child feel the anxiety, the hurt, the grief that might come with talking about the estrangement from family. So some of my tips are about, you know, can you regulate your own self? Can you take a breath? Can you prepare for what your child might ask you? While also knowing that your child might have a very simple question about the estrangement, like, do they like broccoli like I do? That's probably not as deep of a question as like a teenager saying, what's going on here? Why don't we talk to grandma? So really being age appropriate when we talk to kids.
Lastly, Kara, what social stigmas are attached to mother-daughter estrangement?
Social stigmas. Well, this kind of makes me think of my 7 do's and don'ts in the book. So we talk about some of the things we should do as community members, and of course, the things that are more harmful than helpful. So if I start with the don'ts are things like don't force someone to go to a family function if they don't feel safe being around the person they're estranged from. Don't say, hey, you're going to regret this, or you should really reconnect with your mother. This adds additional trauma to the adult daughter when she's made this very difficult decision to estrange. So those are a couple of the don'ts in the book. Instead, we say, do invite them to create new holidays, new traditions that might not involve a parent relationship. Holidays are so triggering for folks in general, regardless of estrangement or not. So I'm all about how do we make these holidays more pleasant for people? So that's something the community should be thinking about. Encourage them to talk about the estrangement if they're ready. Be able to listen if they want to talk about that estrangement. But again, it's so painful for so many of these folks that they just start by saying, we're estranged and we're not talking about it, or they might shut down the conversation. So for community members who are listening, the best we can do is hold some space for if they want to talk about it, knowing they might be triggered by holidays, family functions, big milestones in their life. And that estrangement truly isn't impulsive. It's a whole painful process for daughter and mother.
Again, folks, we've been speaking with Kara Crosthwaite-Brindle. She is a licensed mental therapist, and she's written a book, Understanding Ruptured Mother-Daughter Relationships, and certainly something that's more common than most people realize, and we really do appreciate your efforts in writing this book. And if listeners wanted to pick up the book and or to get more information on yourself, where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, so all the books are on Amazon. So the book we're talking about is Understanding Ruptured Mother-Daughter Relationships. I also have a children's book that's helping those families have this conversation about family estrangement. And that one's called Penny McGee's Family Tree. And so it's a cute little children's book for elementary age children and their parents or therapists to help them navigate what estrangement is and what it means in the family. So Amazon's probably the best place to find those versus I'm on Instagram and some other places. But for the books, Amazon's the place.
And of course, as always, draw your attention to the show notes where you can find further information and links there as well. Kara, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Health Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
Again, we've been speaking with Kara Crosthwaite-Brindle, a licensed mental health therapist in private practice in Denver, Colorado. Again, her new book is Understanding Ruptured Mother-Daughter Relationships, Guiding the Adult Daughter's Healing Journey Through the Estrangement Energy Cycle. And for further information, simply visit estrangementenergycycle.com. And this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.